Taiwanese tech giant Foxconn is building a huge factory on the west end of Racine County. But the corporation's spotlight today was on the city of Racine, 10 miles to the east. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, Foxconn announced Tuesday that it will be building a smart city innovation center in downtown Racine near the lakefront. Company and government officials say that it will be a technology hub to put ideas into practice.
Locals, state officials, and Foxconn representatives came together in front of No. 1 Main Street in Racine on Tuesday. Foxconn official Alan Young spoke first, announcing that the Foxconn Technology Group had purchased the three-story, 46,000-square-foot building and that it had big intentions for the so-called Smart City Innovation Center.
This building will encompass a state-of-the-art co-working space, but also it will become a model for Smart City pilot programs that will take advantage of and leverage all the technologies that Foxconn will build and enable in Wisconsin.
As he stood by the building at the intersection of the Root River and Lake Michigan, Young said that the structure, christened Foxconn Place Racine, will house 125 employees. The smart city concept is using tech to look for better ways for cities to operate and solve problems. Young also noted that some may be curious as to why the tech company would be building a hub in the city of Racine when its $10 billion Foxconn campus will be a mere 10 miles away in rural Mount Pleasant. For that, Young had a simple answer.
It is kind of difficult to build a smart city without a city.
Racine Mayor Corey Mason elaborated a bit about what using Foxconn's technology to make Racine a smart city actually means.
So this center will allow us to develop technologies to apply here in the city to improve the lives of our residents around workability, livability, equity, and sustainability. There's more to come in the weeks to come about what exactly that means, but I think people are going to be very surprised and impressed with what we have ahead of us.
Later, Mason explained that the city already has some smart city technology elements that help with its public safety and public works functions.
So how the streetlights talk to each other, how the police department uses video, that's what sort of is the foundation for the smart city infrastructure that we have already.
He says there's an enormous breadth of things that could be taken on with the smart city concept. One person looking for solutions in a specific area was Racine State Representative Greta Neubauer. She's hoping Foxconn technology can help the city with transportation.
I'm really hoping that this conversation encompasses, you know, busing in the city that allows people to get where they need to go in a reasonable amount of time and is not just a last resort option, but is people's choice. You know, we're all also hoping that the conversation about light rail and rapid transit, high-speed rail, you know, that conversation comes back and we start thinking about how to connect our area here to the surrounding region.
Racine Police Chief Art Howell was also present at the announcement. He says he's just happy to see additional jobs and opportunities come to the city.
There will be some development jobs, and so obviously there's going to be a skill set that's required. But we're just excited about infusing economic development. And so at whatever level the jobs are, we're excited about just the excitement for the business vendors down here, the restaurants, and we're just excited about what is to come later.
Foxconn's announcement of establishing a tech hub and a smart city in Racine comes at the heels of several other announcements in recent months, including a $1 million Smart City Smart Future initiative and the purchasing of buildings in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Eau Claire to use as headquarters or innovation hubs. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.